Hi, good morning. It's Dave Clemens. I've got my friend Scott Pelham here. He's the executive director for Central Oregon Collective. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Doing very well. Good to see you again.
Been a little while since we talked.
Yeah. Now, I know we got a fundraiser coming up, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, I just want to talk about Central Oregon Collective and what that is and what your mission is and maybe even how it came about.
We support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to live and thrive in our community.
Okay. And how do you do that?
A number of different ways. Predominantly, we have living situations for folks. So those sometimes are called group homes where 3 to 5 people share a home and they have 24-hour staff. And that staff helps them with any daily living needs that they have and travel to and from appointments or places they want to go, be that munching music downtown at the park or whatever, all the fun things and odd things they make bend. In addition to that, we have people to live in their own homes that we bring support to them. And we have people live in an apartment complex that we bought about 10 years ago, mostly because people needed support but couldn't afford to live anywhere. So our apartments are the cheapest ones in town by a long shot, and they're home to over 20 people. And then on top of that, we help people through transportation and support services just get out and about to everything that has been. Medical appointments, everything people need. Sometimes public transportation doesn't quite meet that need, so we make sure people get where they need to go.
And how long you guys been doing this?
Well, you know, it's remarkable. It's over 40 years.
Who started this?
Well, you know, one of the foundational members just retired off the board this last year. His name is Tom Clark. He was an attorney here in town forever and ever. And again, he just retired from his practice, and he retired from our board recently as well. But he was one of the 3 foundational members that was with us when I got there 13 years ago now.
So we really need to raise money to keep this thing rolling and expanding for the need that we have. Right. Now, you got the fundraiser coming up, but people that are listening, of course, we'd love for them to go to the fundraiser, write a check. But could people donate online as well? Is there other ways to help you guys out?
Our website presents that opportunity. You can click a button and you can give there. The website is www.inthecollective.com. Real easy to get to, all lowercase. The event is a celebration.
Gotcha.
And Bonnie's going to talk a little bit more about the details.
All right. Well, let's talk to Bonnie. Bonnie, so this is on May 1st. What day of the week is that?
That's a Thursday at Eagle Crest Resort in Juniper Hall at 6 p.m. Going to be amazing. There's going to be complimentary dinner with wine and dessert, some speeches from some very wise people, and some fast-paced paddle raising fun. I do want to thank our sponsors. We had Brilliance and Branding and Lava Terrace Cellars donate the wine. So Dina and Dwayne Barker, you guys are amazing. And then Nothing Bundt Cake for their amazing cakes. Kelsey and Jason, you two rock. And thank you to Crosspoint Capital, Michael and Kathy Seip, for generously donating an amazing Mexico vacation package that will be auctioned off to the highest bidder at the end of the night.
All right. So do you need to RSVP for this thing, or you show up? How does this work?
Yes, you do. If you go to our website, www.inthecollective.com, and click on fundraisers and events, I just need you to register before the event.
All right, register and then show up. Bring your checkbook.
Bring your checkbook. It's going to be amazing.
Right. Sounds like a great event. Scott, any final thoughts for this interview?
No, just really thankful that we get a chance to talk to you again. This is such a great audience to reach. This is our first big fundraiser the company's done in its 40-plus years. It's kind of a new territory for us, but it's real important. And we're doing something you don't hear about very often, or if ever. And that is, the bulk of our fundraising isn't just for increased programs and opportunities. It's also to be able to pay our staff so they can continue to provide great services.
All right, Bonnie, why don't you give us the website one more time?
Inthecollective.com, and click on fundraisers and events.
Been talking to Bonnie Vandiver as well as Scott Pelham. He's the executive director for Central Oregon Collective. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.